of my new wallet designs and the knob. Originally, I spent hours inside hinges and tiniest details of my creations. But I created many wallets that ended up looking too ordinary, square and boxy. I did spend a little bit making wallets out of thin modular layers, but as fun as it is to put it all together, it was still boring. Finally, I arrived at the end of my first level, which was marked by the discovery that I can actually print functional, working, strong screws. There is a small problem in 3D printing, because you can't simply print overhangs. And I don't really like adding supports. 3D printing is an art, and adding supports at this level is not that good. When you embrace the problem of not being able to print overhanging components, your design instantly becomes more mechanical and artistic, more intricate. You can't just add a screw somewhere. It must serve some purpose, or the creation will seem cheap. I have a fake screw in my phone case, and it's just a weird idea. With the limitation of overhangs, screws not only look fascinating, but also serve an important purpose. My first mechanical wallet design is based on the terrible IC380 firearm. As I am a firm believer that we should make odd wallets, not war. And here I have focused on the main cavity that will hold the cards and keys. I created a shape that is used in subtracting from the main body. This is a new approach for me, but it is optimal. I will be designing wallets by first sculpting their contents, and then using this shape to punch a hole in whatever my design motif is. In this case, a phone-sized IC380 motif. But the hole shapes representing wallet contents are likely to become portable across multiple designs. I am not sure if I am behind on times and it is just me, but my car remote is almost the size of my wallet. I can't wait for the day when I can slap the damn thing into the breech area of my IC380 wallet design and then close it with my cards and keys, while still exposing the buttons on the side. Very cool. We may not have rocket packs in 2021, but we sure can have strange sci-fi inventions. Which brings me to another design. This one more poetic and almost Lego brick-like. While I am still likely to use screws here, the primary way of holding parts together is a sturdy rail. This is my minimalist wallet design, whereas the IC380 one uses an over-engineering approach, which is also nice. As in my favorite original Level 1 wallet, this is a modular component-based approach, and this is a big deal, as it is the second part that I printed with my new PLA filament spool. My self-education and Level 1 designs used up an entire spool of filament. I was careful not to print thick parts and preferred 1 mm over the sturdy too. I covered an entire wall with all the Level 1 designs, my early wallets. This modular approach makes it so that I can poach parts from previous prints. I am basically making a box of reusable Lego parts. The first part that I am actually holding in my hand already is crafted to eliminate overhangs in the main rail or spine, and that makes it too weak unless superglued to the spine. The other two parts to this wallet that I am printing right now will be compatible with all my upcoming designs, so very little is wasted. My original PLA filament spool was a pleasant yellow, almost orange. It seemed like a good idea, and I definitely don't regret it. The second spool I just started printing with is pure white. It seems sturdier somehow, and it looks absolutely professional. It seems indistinguishable from injection molded parts. In closing, I am happy to describe the first part I printed with the new spool. For a couple of years now, my dryer knob has been wobbly. I made a couple of embarrassing repairs, if you can call it that. The first employed, frankly, dangerously sharp piece of armature wire that I bought for my sculptures, which are way overdue. And the second, a bit of office tape that always cheerfully stuck out from beneath the knob as if to greet me and bring me shame. The third repair, is a knob I designed from scratch and manufactured myself. Every once in a while before gym, I go to my laundry room and I look at it for a bit. Marvel at it, really. Sometimes I give it a good 360 to see if maybe I can improve something. And you know what? I have about 35 ideas, including silver inlays, modular fittings, an S-shape to the knob to enhance the feel while turning. Right now, I have a wonderfully pointy arrow thingy, which is awesome and extremely sharp. But I could create a circular indicator to which I would insert a magnifying lens. And of course, there's plenty of room for a CR2032 to power a little LED. And I thought about adding some rhinestones for extra bling. And I could even create a new...